from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel that in so many ways, Andre Johnson has taken the entire city of Houston with him to Canton, Ohio. Because he stayed here and stood the test of time and said, follow me. I will show you what it takes to win. Just stick with me and we'll get there. And I'll be darned, he got there.
I'll end off with this. I'm happy as hell again to be your first Pro Football Hall of Famer. Thank you.
Man, that was Andre Johnson on Saturday. Man, what a day. That was fun. Hope you had a chance to see it. If not, we'll be playing cuts throughout the show today. Andre Johnson, the first Texans Hall of Famer. Hope you had a great weekend. Welcome in. Happy Monday to all of you. Happy Monday to some of you teachers who are going back to school. I live with one. Good to be with you. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Hello, my friend. Good morning.
Hello. How are you? Good morning. Good. I'm good. I'm just still digesting the Hall of Fame game and Andre's induction and everything else and trying to forget about the fact that the Astros lost a series.
Yeah.
So, we'll and a bunch of pitcher's duels. Well, it was a pitcher. It was a pitcher's duel for a while on Saturday, and then it
deteriorated.
Non-pitcher's duel whatsoever.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get to those guys. We'll start with Dre off the top. What'd you think? What'd you think of his speech?
Oh, I thought it was really good. I thought he did a good job of his entire speech was thank yous, but instead of just listing off 2,900 names, he actually just told stories or had little just a sentiment for each of the thank yous. So I think it ended up being one of the better Hall of Fame induction speeches by way of getting the people he really wanted to thank all in, but also making it interesting for the listeners. So I thought they were and it got emotional for me because every time he would start to thank somebody from his childhood or something, it was, I would imagine, like a young, quiet Andre Johnson. And you know how hard it is sometimes when you're a caregiver or a mentor or anything to a kid that just does not talk, is you worry about them all the time because you just don't know what they're thinking. You don't know what they're going through. And it's really, you don't know if what you're telling them is really sinking in. So I felt happy for all of those people from Miami and everybody from Andre's family that probably, you know, stressed out a lot about just like, is this kid going to be okay? Because, man, he seems, is he sad? Is he happy? I don't know. And I liked that at two different points in his induction speech, he, you know, specifically said, I'm happy as hell.
Yeah.
As if a nod to him understanding that sometimes people don't know if he's happy or not.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, Andre, of all the people, like, Andre is probably the one who has to tell people that he's happy. You know,
yeah,
like,
just so you guys know.
I thought the same thing, dude. I'm like, it's very ironic here. We'll play some of Andre's speech throughout the show. The very first one we've got queued up here is where he talks about the quiet kid from Miami and that he made it.
And I want to thank them to know that quiet kid, I made it. Whether it was a teacher, little league coach, or just someone in the neighborhood, they always pushed me to be great. Not just in football, but in life. My mother made a decision that changed everything for me. Even now, I still tell her, sending me out of my zone district to go to school to Miami High was a game changer.
I thought he was great. I thought his speech was perfection. It really was. It was a great Hall of Fame speech. It was very Hall of Fame speech 101, as you kind of pointed out, Seth, the way he just kind of methodically went about thanking a bunch of people, but did it in a way that was very thoughtful, sincere, at times funny. It was the perfect length of speech. It was only 14 minutes. You know, like there were a lot of people up on stage there where I'm like, okay, Randy Gradishar. This is
how
not
long
the
did he go?
Who, Andre? Oh, Randy no. Gradishar? I don't know. I've got it on my list of things to do today to go back and find the speech times. That's something that, as you can probably imagine,
so we can crush the
appeals
Hall of
to my sensibilities. Yes, yeah.
Let's crush those fools.
Yeah. I've got it on my list of things to do. I just know that there were certain speeches that felt like they went on and on and on and on. And Andre's didn't feel that way. Like, maybe I'm biased because I'm actually interested in everything he had to say because I'm a Texans fan. But I just thought he did a fantastic job. And at one point, you and I were texting about this yesterday. I did not realize that at one point the telestrator went out during his speech, and he just said, screw it. I'm just going to speak from the heart. He probably still had his bullet points in front of him, so he had his checklist of who's still to thank. But I never noticed that the telestrator went out in terms of his delivery or anything like that at the time. But as you pointed out to me in our text, like, well, there was a point where he had a very long pause, and it looked like he was just getting emotional because the very next person he talked about was his mom after that. So I just thought he was trying to gather himself before he talked about his mom. But as it turned out, the telestrator went out, and in going back and listening, you can tell there's a distinct difference in the delivery post long pause than there was. Like, that cut we just played was from before the telestrator going out. He sounds like he's delivering. He sounds great, but he sounds like he's delivering a speech.
After
the telestrator went out, he's just like thanking people and just talking off the cuff, and he was phenomenal. I thought he did great.
One of the hardest things about giving a speech is trying to figure out whether you're somebody that goes well. I mean, some people, if you're a professional actor and you're reading a script, you can make it sound incredible. For most people, including really good speech givers at times, if they try to go off script, it's just not nearly as entertaining as if they're somewhere between extemporaneous and scripted. Like, you just, where you've got your bullet points and you're going off of it, you know exactly where you're going. And, I think that's where, you know, they try to prepare these guys like crazy for their speeches. I think just partly so it's not a disaster.
Right.
And I think sometimes over-preparation might do some of the speeches harm, whereas Andre with the teleprompter going out might have been perfect because he was probably prepared as hell. Teleprompter goes off and he can just really start to feel what he's saying instead of trying to stick to a script.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was great. I didn't notice it. I noticed the pause you were talking about, but I just thought he was trying to gather himself to talk about his mom, and he was phenomenal.
The parts that I got emotional at were anytime he talked about his childhood, because I just kept imagining a quiet, young, spindly Andre Johnson, because I saw all muscly but lanky and everything, and just never saying a word, and people just worrying about him. When he thanked his high school coach, and his high school coach started rubbing his face like he was being overcome with emotion, I was like,
I'm not crying, you're crying.
And then when he thanked his Texans teammates and they zoomed to the guys in the crowd, that part, as I started noticing faces, I was like, oh, there's that from. Like, guys I hadn't seen in a long time. Yeah. That was really cool, too.
He had a good turnout, man. They all had their T-shirts on. It was cool. It was really cool. I thought the Texan fans did great. There were a ton of Texan fans there. Now, by the end, Texan fans were dominating. So if they pan back for the crowd shot during Andre's speech, and if you were just to look at that alone, you'd be like, wow, this is 90% Texan fans there. Andre went last, so there is a distinct possibility that fans of other teams, especially because it was a long day, they delayed the thing by a couple hours because of lightning. From what I was told from people there, the weather itself chased a lot of people away from the get-go. There were a lot of people that had tickets, didn't stay because of all the lightning and everything else.
Well, those people from Chicago had to get back to the sausage factory.
That's it, man. Yeah, yeah. Probably people had to get to SummerSlam in Cleveland. I know at least a few people did. It's an hour and a half from Canton. I thought the Texan fans showed up really well, and that's what I heard from people there throughout the weekend. There were a ton of Texan fans in Canton for Andre's induction.
One of the things that continues to puzzle me about the Pro Football Hall of Fame induction is why the hell they feel it's so necessary to park a bunch of dudes who have been bruised and battered and, some of them getting up there in years, park them in the sun in the afternoon for it. It doesn't make any sense. No. I don't get it. No. I don't get it at all.
No.
Could you please, at the very least, just have a pavilion or something, or have a, just do it at night, do it indoors. It doesn't need to be on that field.
Would that be enough for you to not want to get elected into the Hall of Fame?
That's specifically why I never played like a Hall of Famer. I would watch that induction ceremony every training camp when I was at my most miserable because of the heat and think, nope, not for me.
Nope.
I'm
going to be just good enough to where people say, that guy's a good football player. He was a good football player.
They always say about me. Like, nobody wanted it more than him, except for the damn Hall of Fame thing he had. It was a weird hang-up.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So it really limited him in his career.
He always pulled up just short of Hall of Fame performance. It was strange.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Here was Andre Johnson talking about the Texan fans.
To the Houston Texan fans. Jim Porter asked me, if the Houston Texans were to get the game, how do you think the Houston fans would show up? I told him, you better get ready, because we're going to show up and show out. I'm so appreciative of you guys. You guys have shown me so much love from the day I came to Houston, even to now, just being around the city. I was walking in the store the other day. A lady I don't even know. She didn't say, hey, Andre. She didn't say anything. All she said was, I see you in Canton. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. You guys meant so much to my career. You guys motivated me. And I couldn't do a lot of things I did if I didn't have you guys cheering me on. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Dude, it was really good. Boys, we're getting texts about Andre's speech. How about the story about his sister that he didn't know until he was 21 years old?
Yeah, I didn't know if we wanted to play that until a little later in the show.
Because, yeah, we'll save it.
It's a heavy one, man.
Heavy.
It's heavy. As far as Andre thanking the fans, the thing that struck me as he was talking about that was that I think Andre might be able to appreciate the level. I don't want to say a level of fame, but it's kind of his standing in Houston differently than a lot of guys, just because Andre never once struck me as a guy who coveted fame. It didn't seem to be anything that he was going for or like thought was important in his career or anything. And because of that, You know, usually people who desire fame, once they get it, they realize it's either not enough or it actually sucks in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Or they just realize that it's a double-edged sword and that, man, the same people that'll cheer for you will boo you and all of that. So they get disillusioned. Where with Andre, I think because it's not anything I think he ever really was shooting for or desired, he can kind of appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
And he's got that stature in Houston where I think it, partly because of his career, partly because whether he's a football player or not, Andre just commands a certain level of, I would say respect, but it's also a little bit of fear because he's just such an imposing person.
Yeah.
That I think more than a lot of Hall of Famers, he can really enjoy it and appreciate it and, you know, see it for the good thing that it can be.
I totally agree. As well put. I totally agree. The mere fact that in that anecdote he told, he was in the grocery store, tells you what type of famous person Andre is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's got an everyman quality to him for sure. All right, we're off and running on a Monday. Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you. Hope you had a great weekend. Astros did not have a great weekend at all. The bats were dead. Three biggest Astro, three, one, two, three. Held up two fingers. Three biggest Astro developments from over the weekend. We've got them for you coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.